Pope Benedict XVI issued a motu proprio on Thursday reforming the Vatican's financial regulations and applying the reforms to the whole Curia and to all organizations depending on Vatican financial structures. The head of the Holy See Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, issued a statement putting the reforms in context. We have this report.
Father Lombardi said the new rules will apply to all organizations connected to the Catholic Church, Vatican City State, and the offices of the Roman Curia. These various bodies will sign up to the framework of principles and juridical norms that the international community is setting up with the aim of guaranteeing a fair and honest cooperation in our increasingly globalized world, where, said Father Lombardi, unfortunately, it is not rare for the economic and financial sectors to harbor illegal activities like the laundering of proceeds from criminal activities and for the financing of terrorism. Pope Benedict XVI wholeheartedly confirms that the Holy See backs this drive by the international community to combat this problem. The Pope also intends to fully apply the rules passed in this regard to prevent and combat these activities. Father Lombardi added it would be naive to believe that those in charge of these illegal financial activities do not attempt to take advantage of the weak points that sometimes exist in the current international system. He said the new rules announced by the Vatican respond to the moral need for transparency, honesty, and responsibility, and by enforcing them, the Vatican and church organizations will be less vulnerable when faced with the continuous risks that are inevitably entailed when handling money. In this way, the church will be able to avoid those errors that so easily become a reason for scandal on the part of public opinion and among the faithful, and the church will be more credible in the eyes of the international community. By signing this rather unusual document, says Father Lombardi, the Pope and the church are taking concrete steps towards transparency and credibility.
Also Thursday, the Secretariat of State issued a 3-page communique explaining the reforms. The full text of both Father Lombardi's statement and the communique from the Secretariat of State are available on the website of Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Oltieri.